Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Joel chapter 2, I taught you that the loyalty of a Christian is shown by how he stands up in trials. Let's pick up there today.
Foundation for the Bible stands.
And so he says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. It's not acceptable unto your church, your pastor, although it should be acceptable to them if it's holy. But he says, unto God, which is our reasonable service. That word service having the idea of worship in it. Worshiping God with your life by being a living sacrifice that's holy and acceptable. We know the truth of 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 12 and 13. If we take that stand for the Lord Jesus Christ. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. And the Lord told us, they persecuted him, they'll persecute you. The Lord came for our good, not for our bad. He came to do well for us, not to do bad for us. We've seen Matthew chapter 5, verse 44. When we have the world that just wants to attack us, say all manner of evil against us falsely for his name's sake, what are we to do? Jesus said, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Yes, I think one thing we ought to pray is the Lord to do what's necessary, if we believe those people are Christian, to do what's necessary to put his fear in their heart. And that's very important. Now, unfortunately, too many penny-wasted preachers are wanting numbers, money, prestige, and so they attack only those who are still true to the Word of God. And they like to laugh about it. And what a shame that is. What a shame that is. Our self-esteem, our selfie culture, has allowed the God of this world to manifest himself against us instead of we following Christ's command to attack the gates of hell. You see, we're to meet the devil at the point of attack. I like what Martin Luther said. He said, if I profess with the loudest voice and the clearest, dearest exposition every portion of the truth of God, except precisely that little point which the world and the devil are at the moment attacking, I am not confessing Christ. However boldly I may be professing Christ, where the battle rages, there the loyalty of the soldier is proved. And to be steady on all the battlefield, besides, is merely flight and disgrace if he flinches at that point. In other words, he says, look, oh, I can profess very loudly, oh, yeah, I'm a Christian. Oh, I can talk about Jesus saves and everything else, but there's a point where the devil's attacking and I won't stand. I'm not meeting him at the point of attack. And that's where the loyalty of the soldier of the Lord is proved. You can be steady in the battlefield and all these other things, but that's just flight and disgrace. You won't fight the devil with the weaponry that God's provided us in attacking the gates of hell. So we've seen the wonder in verse 30, in the wrath of God and the will of God. Now, and that's what we're seeing in verse 32, the will of God. And it shall come to pass, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in the Jerusalem shall be delivered, as the Lord has said, and the remnant from whom the Lord shall call. So, the wonders, the wrath, and now the will of God. Even in the Old Testament, the gospel is for whosoever. He said, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Even those sinners in that day are just like the sinners of this day. They needed a Savior. That's why the Apostle Peter, under the leading of the Holy Spirit, said that this passage was fulfilled, that Joel said would happen. And whereas verses 30 and 31 had yet to happen, this started back that day of Pentecost and throughout the church age. He wants Christian men and women, as well as Jewish saved men and Jewish saved women, who want to rescue the perishing, knowing duty demands, but love demands the duty, the love of our own heart. Now look at this word, call. It means to cry out, call aloud, roar, proclaim, preach. This eliminates a nonchalant and shall call. It is a serious state of mind as a drowning person is calling out for help. That is what salvation is. Calling out to God for help. There's no hope on our own. But the help we find is he that calleth upon the name of the Lord. The name speaks of his person, his being, is trusting him. The doctrine of Christ, which recognizes our total inability, but his total ability to deliver. God saved them. I can lead a person to Christ, but I can never save a person. Only Jesus saved. That's why we read in John 10:27-30, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. And no man shall pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man can pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. My friend, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, went to a cross of shame for us, totally driven by his holy love, in order to eternally secure for us the forgiveness of sin, the removal of sin's power over us, and to give us eternal life with him. Now, my friend, don't be ashamed of him in his house. Don't be ashamed of him wherever you are. And just as a bride and a groom walks that aisle, and they come, and they make their vow, and they have a smile on their face, they're happy. If they have tears, they're tears of joy. And my friend, if you come to Jesus, he's already said, I do. He will save you. He will save you. So let me ask you, are you prepared to die? You're not prepared to die until you are prepared to meet God. And you're not prepared to meet God until you meet and receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. Death, Job 18:14 tells us, is the king of terror. The dreadful thing to face, the king of terror, without the King of Kings, the Lord Jesus Christ. My friend, do you know him? Do you know him today? You say, oh, preacher, really? I don't know that God would want to save me. Well, listen to this list. It may include you. It says, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of heaven? And be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind. Now look, so far, fornicators, sexual sin of any kind, idolaters using idols to worship, even crucifix, adulterers cheating on your spouse, nor effeminate, homosexuals, nor abusers of themselves with mankind. That's sexual perversion of any kind. The sexual predator. Nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelers, the social drinking partying crowd, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. That's a pretty bad list. And he says, and such were some of you. Were, not now, were some of you, but you're washed, but you're sanctified, but you're justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Remember our text? Or now the Spirit? All men? And the name of the Lord Jesus? And look at the people it saved. Again, we told you earlier, Jesus said that the publicans and harlots would go into the kingdom before many of these religious people that thought they earned their way to heaven. No. You are set apart, sanctified. You are justified. In other words, accepted before God in the name, the person of Jesus Christ by His Spirit. You're washed by His blood. When Jesus died on the cross, He died for every sin you ever have or ever will commit. He was buried and He rose from the dead. He rose from the dead physically. 3 days later, now He has ascended up into heaven and He's preparing a place and you'll come back. He's called on you to receive Him. What must you do? First of all, admit you're a sinner. The Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That includes me, that includes you. It says in Romans 3:10, there's none righteous, no, not one. And coming short of the glory of God, we find that Jesus is the glory of God, and we all come short of Jesus. Romans 6:23 gives us some very grim news. For the wages of sin, didn't say big sin, a whole lot of sin, just said for the wages of sin is death. That's final, complete separation from God forever in the lake of fire that was prepared for the devil and his angel. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation for the power.